Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And this is
Jordan,
Jesse, go!
Icicles, tricycles, ice cream, candy, lollipops, popsicles, licorice sticks,
Welcome to Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
We took a week off there, Jordan.
We sure did.
But now we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that we're better than ever.
Yeah, I'm feeling better than ever.
I mean,
that's a fair assumption.
Jordan, there's no objective standard of badness.
No, there's not a scale.
There, you can't say, oh, you know, James Brown is a 10, Run DMC is an 8,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to badness.
There's not a Venn diagram we could draw about this.
No, we can't make a chart, a flow chart. There's no flow charting we can do. We can't do a kind of one of those logical flow charts, you know, with if then what.
Sure.
It comes out with a number at the end. I'd say we're badder than ever, though.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, that's mostly because of how we weren't very bad before.
Right.
So it would...
Just if we got a little...
It's one of those things where, you know, all things being equal, we're much more likely to become more bad than less bad, just because, you know, there's a lot more badness for us to gain and very little not badness for us to have.
Exactly.
That we haven't already had.
No, I mean, I had a choice when we took a week off. Was to go to the petting zoo or to a meth lab, and I chose meth lab.
Good. So that's what I'm talking about. Right now,
for example. A little better.
Right now, Jordan, you know where we are? Dinosaur Park.
Oh, that's right.
Dinos everywhere. We don't care.
No, we're
fuck
fine
it.
With it.
We're cool.
I'll get eaten.
Yeah, I'll eat a dinosaur.
Hey, do you think that at this we can see Archaeopteryx? It's not technically a dinosaur, but I mean... I'm wondering how far-reaching this dino park is. Like how, you know...
What about Ichthyosaurus? Could we see one of those?
I wonder. Plesiosaurus, for that matter.
We would have to have goggles.
Right. I mean...
Or a diving mask.
Yeah, or I mean some sort of... You know, they're probably in some sort of glass enclosure.
You know what?
What?
I have a diving bell.
Oh, there you go. That's a good way to see Plesiosaurus.
Will you pump while I look at Plesiosaurus?
Well, I mean, we have to switch.
You have to operate the pump.
Too.
You have to operate the pump,
okay,
or they'll also run out of dinosaurs.
If he starts to eat you, just tug on the thing three times.
Okay, three times, like one, two, three, or do I need to do it in a pattern?
No, I'm just
like
three
times.
Like
he's eating me?
Yes.
Jaws around my torso.
Two times means this is great.
Okay, what does one time mean?
Eh. It means you're kind of enjoying it. It's not as impressive as you thought.
One
it would
just
be.
Means disappointing dino.
Right. But here's the thing, not technically a dinosaur, so I'm wondering how rigid this dino park is.
What about a saber-toothed tiger?
Oh, God, I mean...
That's not a dinosaur.
I mean,
what about one of
one.
Those giant sloth bears? Like they have at the La Brea Tar Pits.
I don't know.
You know those kind of bears I'm talking about?
Yeah. I know I do know that.
It's like
it's a giant sloth.
It's a giant sloth.
I don't think it's related to a bear.
But it's like a bear.
It's bear-like.
Yeah, it's bear-like relative to a normal sloth.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of cool things coming up on this week's show.
Yeah, speaking of sloths.
Ashcon's going to be in here. You may remember his song Hot Tubbin', which I would say... pretty comfortably the biggest hit in the history of music on Jordan, Jesse, Go. A smash hit.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten literally several requests for more Hot Tubbin'. So we brought Ashcon in here. I think we're going to try and get Ashcon to play Hot Tubbin' live.
Yeah.
A live version of Hot Tubbin'. We also got something called The Showdown coming up. This is something
We went to college with Ashcon. We should mention that.
Yeah, we did go to college with Ashcon. Ashcon directed me in a play that you wrote.
Yeah.
The listener.
Yeah, we have a long and storied history,
and
the three of us.
When Jordan says we have a long and storied history, what he means to say is he has a desperate man crush on Ashcon and has since the day he met him.
Shut up. Don't say that.
Well, okay. Ashcon's not here yet.
Okay.
So I can say it to the listeners.
Probably listen, though.
Well, it's true. You don't think Ashcon doesn't know?
Yeah.
He can see it. He can see it in your eyes, Jordan.
Yeah, I feel the bedroom eyes creeping into my sockets when he comes in the room.
The showdown, Jordan. Mm-hmm. This is a segment I stole from my old friend Evan Roberts when I worked at XM Satellite Radio. He was the youngest radio host in the business or something. He had started when he was like 14. He was maybe 16 or 17 when I knew him at XM. These days, he's on WFAN in New York, which is one of the biggest sports radio stations in the country. But Evan Roberts used to do this segment that we are stealing. It's called The Showdown. We've bracketed out, we're going to start with zoo animals. We've bracketed out 16 zoo animals. We're going to have you discuss which are the best and vote on one contest between two animals each week. We'll get into this more when we get to this segment where we actually, you know, lay out the brackets and so on.
It'll be like the final four, kind of.
Yeah, it'll be like the final four, only with different things. And we're starting with zoo animals because we think that's important to find out what the best zoo animals are. Because a lot of times people say, oh, they're incomparable. You know, one's a reptile, one's a mammal, one's a marsupial.
Right.
You know, no, they're completely comparable. They're all zoo animals. We're going to find out which one is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got other cool stuff to come coming up. We're going to talk about what shoes Jordan should wear, which was a little bit more about what shoes Jordan should wear. We're not going to make this the What Shoes Should Jordan Wear show. And we have a really cool new project involving clothes Jordan should wear that, yeah, I'm not going to reveal what it is right now, but it was suggested by a listener, and it was a really, really great idea.
I think it's, well, we can tease by saying that it is kind of saucy.
It is very saucy, I would say. Mm-hmm. Well, not extremely saucy. It's saucy.
Yeah.
I would say
it's
more
saucy,
than kind
as,
of.
As saucy as anything we've done on this show.
It's
so
certainly
far.
One of the sauciest things that's ever been on Jordan Jesse Go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the standard people out there are using, though. If we say it's saucy, they're going to compare it to the Red Shoe Diaries.
Right.
Which are the gold standard of saucy, man.
Saucy.
It's somewhat saucy, I would say.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. This is Jordan Jesse Go. I am Jesse.
I'm Jordan.
You know, we've got this hotline, telephone hotline.
Mm-hmm.
We like to take telephone calls from our listeners.
Sure.
We get a lot of calls these days.
This is interactive. It's your show as much as it is our show.
You know how many calls
That's a little bit more our show.
You know how many calls I had to go through this week?
50 calls.
I've
Great.
Got an intern now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this. Tim,
I didn't.
Tim the intern.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to make Tim start screening the calls.
Did Teresa have to make sure you picked an intern who wasn't like too good looking?
You know, Tim picked himself. He emailed me and asked if he could be the intern on the show. He goes to Syracuse, real university in New York. Maybe you've heard of their team, the Orangemen.
I haven't.
Actually, you know what, Tim? Actually, I was making fun of the Orange Men, and Tim told me they had changed it to the Orange.
Well, that's better.
Yeah, exactly.
That's tougher.
Exactly. That's just a color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what an Orange Man is, to be fair.
Well,
it's probably
like
something.
Isn't like the purpose of a mascot?
I think that's like a red coat.
Isn't like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's just some sort of infantryman.
Yeah.
Some sort of bowman, maybe.
Yeah, it's probably a bowman.
Isn't the purpose of a mascot to intimidate? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what the purpose of a mascot is. If we go to UC Santa Cruz, the purpose of a mascot is to slightly embarrass.
Right. Or to highlight your own kookiness.
Yeah. Let's take some calls, Jordan.
Why not?
Hey, Jordan and Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that last night I heard a cat crying on my back porch, and I opened the door, and it was my wife's cat, who has been missing for 4 months. And he's sick as a very sick cat, and he weighs half of what he weighed, and we're not sure he's going to make it, but we're really glad he came back.
You know what? That just really is great.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so happy. I've been having such a horrible week since, I've already addressed this on the blog, but earlier this week I had to put my dog down, and it was really like the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life, even worse than my grandparents, who were legitimate people who I legitimately loved, probably even worse than when they died. And it's really nice to hear that something nice happened to someone's pet.
Regarding pets.
Yeah, and good luck to your cat. If it dies, that's also terrible. But Now I'm glad that she came back.
Yeah.
Or he came back.
The cat.
The cat came back.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
Fair enough.
Saying the cat came back, I mean.
No, I'm fine with it.
Hey, Jordan and Jesse. This is Jordan from New York. And I met Jordan the first time ever. I met my friend Will at the house. And, I'm pretty drunk. So, bye.
Okay, before...
Drunk for the first time ever.
When
wow.
we listened to this the first time, we couldn't tell what he was saying.
Yeah, but...
And I was just going to play it so that we could make fun of how drunk
yeah, someone,
he was.
That someone would drunk dial us.
But that is the first time that he's drunk. First of all,
wow.
I hope that you're a grown adult.
Right.
I don't like these children getting drunk that I hear about happening these days.
Yeah.
You know, kids doing drugs and babies making yeah. babies and
sure.
whatnot.
Sure, you got to send them to boot camp if that happens.
Yeah, that's where I send them. Learn a little discipline.
Absolutely.
Tough love. Maybe mm-hmm. you've heard of it. When was it? Do you remember the first time you were ever drunk, Jordan? Obviously, I've never been drunk. I've
sure,
never done anything
never.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do. The first time I was drunk was in high school. It was at Mike Espino's house.
sure.
Yeah, good
that
old
guy.
Mike Espino. Yeah, and it was, here's the first thing I got drunk off of was, it was like the thing is, like, his parents weren't, his parents were out of town.
Uh-huh.
And, it was supposed to be this big, insane party, but only, like, two girls came over and then for, like, kind of, like, left after 10 minutes, and it was just kind of a bunch of rowdy dudes who I think had all been at a ska concert earlier that day. And we got drunk off of one of those big kind of Costco-sized containers of Tang, and they just kind of mixed it in the container and then added alcohol. I it was vodka or something like that. And yeah, everybody kind of passed that around.
Now, who bought you the Tang?
Oh yeah, we gave a homeless guy some money.
Yeah,
to go in and buy us some Tang.
So it was just you, but was it a pleasant experience or an unpleasant experience? Did you regret
yeah,
it the next day?
No, I totally didn't. Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome.
It was fun palling around.
Not that high school students today should do this.
Absolutely not.
This was a long time ago. We're talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah, there was a war on.
Yeah, there was a war. It was just a very different time. There
absolutely.
Was a, and you know, the vodka wasn't as strong back then.
Right, exactly. It wasn't laced with all the things it is now.
Yeah, so we...
I mean, I knew who cut my vodka.
Yeah, absolutely. You knew where your
trust
Tang...
them.
You knew where your Tang came from.
Absolutely. Now it's coming from all these poppy farms in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
If you buy Tang, you're basically supporting suicide bombers.
Exactly. And that's why I'd never buy Tang.
That's... Yeah.
The problem is, you know, once...
It supports rogue astronauts.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Once the Taliban has astronauts, that's when we're really fucked.
Yeah, seriously. I think it's start. Anyway, go on.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. This is Anne from Sacramento, and I am broken down on the side of the road and waiting for a tow truck, but things are not bad because I have my iPod with me and I'm listening to Jordan and Jesse go, and I just wanted to say thank you for entertaining me while I'm waiting for the tow truck. Goodbye.
I had to wait for a tow truck 4 hours the other day.
Yowza.
Because they kept sending the wrong tow truck or something. I don't know what the a thing was, but it was terrible. And then the tow truck guy finally came and he's like joking with me about why he thought that the other tow trucks had probably just come and then left when they like without helping me.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently like I was parked in a parking garage and tow truck guys don't like to like try and pull somebody out of a parking garage because it's a hassle.
Uh-huh.
So of course it's also a hassle to wait 4 hours for a tow truck.
Yes.
I don't know how that got into my bitterness.
Yeah.
It was a really nice call from
yeah,
this lady
sure.
who was,
and that story wasn't even that interesting.
No, it was a bad story. It was a shitty story.
So really, it's this kind of a...
Why am I even on this podcast?
Ah, boy.
I bring it down.
That's kind of the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Well, that and that elephant over there. Ah!
Careful, he's mean.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. It's Ben. Just broke up with my girlfriend. It's 2:30 a.m. and really sad and confused, so I thought I'd give you a call. Love you guys. Peace,
Ben.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Get some sleep.
Hey, you know, Ben's I know this is probably too soon, but I mean, eventually You know, ladies who listen to the podcast, Ben's on the market.
And
he sounds ready to party.
Yeah. You know what I would say that Ben probably needs to help get him through this?
What?
Good friends and great oldies.
Yeah.
Hey, JJGo. This is Tom from Buffalo. And I just wanted to let you know that your podcast entitled Dadcast, actually, during a shift at the Cracker Barrel, I'm a dishwasher there. I started crying in the back. I couldn't believe it. You know, I was listening to the podcast in one ear, you know, and trying to sneak my iPod in to listen to funny JJ Go. And all of a sudden, I started crying, and everybody wondered what was up. I mean, me was like a real pussy in front of the guys. So, other than that, I wish the best for you. I hope you get through this okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Look at it this way, pal. First of all, yes, it did make you look like a real pussy in front of the guys.
Yeah, the other dishwasher guys.
But
dishwashers are expected to have a certain demeanor.
It made you look great in front of the cute waitress. Made you look sensitive.
I don't know if crying at a podcast.
Crying at a podcast. But it's a podcast about a puppy.
Yeah. I don't know. Does the dishwashing staff have a chance with the wait staff in a restaurant?
If they have something, if they have a signature characteristic like
random weeping
cries in podcasts.
I wonder about, I've never worked in a restaurant. I worked in that kind of fancy cheese shop, and I've worked at like a coffee shop. From the way I understand,
it's still so weird to me that you worked in that fancy cheese store.
Yes, it's totally weird. We've been over this. But I wonder.
I remember when you told me you got that job.
You're like, what the fuck are you
doing?
I was
happy because you were really worried that you weren't going to be able to get a job. And you were really worried.
Yeah.
So I was really happy that you got a job, you know, because then I knew like you would be fine and then you would get a real job soon.
Right,
and it turned out that way.
Yeah.
But it was really funny when I said, oh, where are you working? And you said, oh, in this cheese shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyways, I've never worked in a proper restaurant, and but I mean, from what I hear, you know, it's just really incestuous working there. That everyone, you know,
everybody's humping.
Yeah, and I wonder.
What I've heard is that everybody's looking for a sensitive dishwasher.
Really?
Yeah. Romantically speaking,
I'm curious about that. Like within, you know, I'm sure that the, you know, manager has a chance with, you know, the hostess, but, you know, yeah,
so
I don't know. I'm wondering what the,
in your opinion, all the incestuousness is like, you know, sexual harassment oriented.
Yes, is illegal. No, but I'm kind of curious as to whether a dishwasher feels like he can have a shot with a server.
I
like to be called, I've been told.
In all seriousness, thank you very much for your empathy. And lots of people have emailed me, like more than I would have ever expected, and called the line and stuff like that, and said really nice things. And it really has made a big difference for me. And I mean, I've done my fair share of like random crying the past, like more than my, like more crying. Like, I don't think I had really cried,
Jesse,
particularly.
It's time to talk about who's humping who at the Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
No, I'm
I don't think I had really like done any crying about anything since I was a crying age.
Right.
You know, like maybe 13 or something, you know.
Baby, post baby.
Yeah, but I just cried about a lot of stuff, and so yeah. It's nice to hear somebody else cried.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's how nice it is, but I really appreciate everybody that that said nice things. That's okay to say, right?
Sure.
That doesn't make this another sad cast, does it?
Yeah, it makes this kind of a gay cast.
Okay, well,
it's getting a little gay.
Jordan, let's be real here for a second.
Sure.
Any cast with me involved is going to be kind of a gay cast. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. This is Jordan, Jesse, Go. I am Jesse.
Jordan.
Last week on the show, we were talking about Jordan, the kind of clothes he wears, and particularly the kind of shoes he wears, because Jordan is struggling to move from Scoffan 16-year-old aesthetic to an adult who has a legitimate job in the entertainment industry, middle class income, you know, a nice lady in his life, and the whole nine yards, a haircut and a shave, you know, the whole schlemiel,
plucked eyebrows,
everything that goes with it. We were working on shoes. I suggested maybe a classic Sperry Topsider. we got a few calls in favor
still,
of that.
I still don't think I know what it is.
We'll get Tim the intern in here sometime. He wears Sperry Topsiders.
Oh yeah,
and he likes them a lot. He's very sharp. He stopped. He was editing the show a couple weeks ago, and he stopped to tell me about what a great idea he thinks it is for you to start wearing Sperry Topsiders.
Interesting.
But we got some interesting.
About these, I got these slip-ons today.
Yeah, you got some Vans slip-ons right now. To me, you still look like a 16-year-old wearing a Vans slip-on. Okay. I just don't like skateboarder stuff. We already discussed the fact that I'm an anti-skateboarder bigot. Let's hear some of these suggestions. We got lots of suggestions. We're only going to hear a couple of them because it's a boring thing to talk about. Let's face it.
Jordan, Jesse, go. You guys rock. This is Gary from Indiana. Your action item for shoes. I'm thinking a good suede Puma may be the shoe to go. Boat shoes, that cries out 45-year-old alcoholic, single male. But go with the nice suede Puma. Hey, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
I played that one for two different reasons, Jordan. Number one, he
cat
kept
in
it,
the background.
He kept it pithy.
Sure.
Number two, I liked how he said, nice suede Puma.
Yeah.
I don't think it's...
Yeah, it was a little erotic.
Let me be clear, Jordan. I think it's a bad idea.
To wear a suede Puma?
I think
Puma?
A suede Puma is a schlubby-looking shoe.
Yeah.
Unless
you're... Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a lateral move for me at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I think unless you're a really, really sharp guy, it's possible to wear a suede Puma and look sharp. But you got to be really, really sharp to do it. You got to be like... street basketball and hip-hop DJing legend Bobito Garcia.
Oh, I'm that.
No, you're not, Jordan.
I'm that.
Jordan,
I'm,
don't try and bullshit
I'm Bebidas.
Me. You're not... you're no DJ Cucumber Slice.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Okay. Anyway, wait, did I have something else to say about that?
No,
you didn't.
Oh,
you could hear his cat in the background. I want to know what kind of cat that was.
It was, a house cat.
Sounds like a Persian.
It was a house cat, Jordan.
I'm curious. Call back and tell me what kind of cat that was, because I'm just freaking out over here.
Hey, Jordan and Jesse. It's Dylan from San Francisco, and I'm calling about the shoe recommendations. First of all, Sperry Topsiders are definitely out. Sorry, Jesse, but they, unless you're into sailing, of course, in which case they're fine, but yeah, unless you're into sailing, I don't think you're allowed to wear them. But as to what you should wear, I'm a physical therapist, of course, and my duty to inform you that as you get older, your feet are going to hurt, so you're going to want some support. Very sexy, I know. But my personal choice for some supportive and stylish shoes are Danskos, also the popular choice for dancers, chefs, and doctors. If you're not too into Danskos, I know they've got kind of a high heel. You might want to try Echoes, Rockports. Those are two adult shoes that are very orthopedically sound. So there you go. Echoes, Rockports, or Danskos. Have fun.
Let's be clear here for a second, Jordan.
Sure.
You want to be an adult. You don't want to be elderly.
I mean, this guy has my spine, as a concern.
Maybe you should just wear SAS comfort soles.
Yeah.
Those white nurse shoes.
Maybe I should just ride a rascal while I'm at it.
Oh, actually, in all seriousness, I had a pair of Echo shoes. And my girlfriend Teresa's...
I can't picture any of these, by the way.
Okay, well, a dance... they're like comfort shoes.
Okay.
They're all comfort shoes. But an Echo shoe, you might be able to find one that was moderately appealing, but they have these cool soles. And I used to wear them for, like hiking around or that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of liked them, but they're pretty expensive.
Yeah,
I got mine at the Nordstrom Rack, but my girlfriend's dad sells them. He's one of the bosses at a big hardware store in Marin County, and they sell them there for, hardware construction guys.
Yeah.
And they're pretty steep. I think they cost $200 a pair or something like that. And I don't know if you want to spend that kind of money on those shoes. I'm going to be honest with you, Jordan. I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't like spending $200 on much.
You don't spend that much time on your feet.
No.
You know?
I don't.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Caitlin from Brooklyn, and I'm calling about the action item for Jordan's shoes. And just my two cents, the issue I have with Converse is not that they look bad on older people. I think they just look like a comfortable canvas shoe, someone who doesn't feel like having uncomfortable shoes would wear them. The issue I have is I feel they cost way too much for what they are. So, Jordan, I think you should wear whatever shoes you feel comfortable in, but you could definitely just get some cheap knockoffs instead. So, and I mean, you know, I'd make out with you, like, no matter what shoes you're wearing. So, the end. Bye.
Wow, yowza.
Thought you would like that one, Jordan. Congratulations, Mr. Morris.
Thank you.
You have finally earned the title Podcast Heartthrob.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jordan Morris, boy detective. Women across the country pine for his gentle voice and his delightful jabs.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
It's really nice, Jordan.
Yeah. Did I have a thought about that? They're not that expensive. What was it, 30? I'm dropping 30 bucks a piece on these.
Yeah.
$30 a pair, I should say.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jordan. I thought the rest of Caitlin's advice was crap. I just really liked it she said she would make out with you no matter what.
Fair enough.
I mean, she seems like a nice lady. It's just bad advice.
Yeah, well, you know.
From my perspective.
Getting a cheap Converse knockoff.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Anyway.
But you should make out with her.
Well, I'm blushing. Let's move on to the next call, and hopefully it doesn't make me flustered.
Okay, well, I think it might, Jordan. Let's hear it.
Jordan, Jesse. Hey, this is Carl from Detroit. Just listening to the recent discussion about Jordan's wardrobe and thought that it might be helpful for us all in the kind of communal discernment process that we've been invited to participate in to embark on what you might call the Jordan Morris Paper Doll Project on Flickr, in which Jordan would provide one simple photo of himself that is available for others to dress on the Flickr group, and then he would have a visual representation of what any kind of embarrassing and or helpful and casual wardrobe that folks might be suggesting he dress in. So that's just a suggestion. Do with it what you will. Have a great day. Bye.
Number one, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to do it. 1,000%. Absolutely.
Number two, Jordan, you do understand that I'm going to have to take a digital photograph of you in your underwear.
Fair enough. It's for science.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the best.
Know, this might actually help because I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks.
Taking a picture of you in your underwear?
God.
I think we've all been thinking about that for a few weeks.
Jesse. I've been thinking about this and I can't even notice a good outfit. I feel like I become so like complacent and non-clothes thinking about, like, I don't recognize a guy in a good outfit and I can't picture myself in anything other than what I've been wearing. So this might be nice. I mean, I'd like to, you know, see some different options.
I think there's
please, people, I mean, I know you're doing this out of the goodness of your heart and you're not getting paid for it and it is purely recreational, but don't just put me in a crazy clown suit because there's going to be a lot of that. If there's anything at all, I mean, if people respond to this at all.
Listen, Jordan.
I would like to, you know, legitimately see me in something.
Jordan, this show has thousands of listeners.
Yeah.
I think that if a few of them want to put you in a crazy clown suit.
I'm just saying, if you do a clown suit one, do a regular one too.
Okay. That sounds like a totally reasonable. I would ask people out there to do a regular one in addition to their clown suit one.
Yeah, that's fine.
And, you know, what I'm saying here, I guess, is that the most important thing is that you put Jordan in a clown suit. But if you're going to do that, you know, just out of respect to the guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe you want to make out with him, maybe you don't. But you give
him.
You probably do. Maybe like a James Dean black leather jacket type thing. What mm-hmm. about that?
I'd like to. I mean, something plausible, something I could actually go out and buy. And
you could buy a James Dean black leather jacket.
I probably wouldn't wear that though.
Yeah, you would.
Would I?
No.
No. I don't think I'd wear that.
I just think
it would be
funny if you did.
Yeah, I don't have to.
What if you just dress like the Fonz?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. You would end up being like the kooky guy around the garage if you were a greaser.
Yeah,
but it would still be great. What
I
if
think
you
my
put
posture is good enough for a leather jacket?
What if you
I think
pomaded?
I'm too hunched over for a leather jacket.
What if you always kept your hair pomaded back?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like a greasy curly pompadour.
Yeah. Oh man, you know, I actually had to grease my hair recently for something for work, and it looked terrible. I mean,
oh,
it looked
yeah?
so bad. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, my hair kind of fights the product a little bit. It's like and then by the end of the day, it's just this kind of flaky, you know, kind of Kramer hair.
Have you ever thought about having that? You know, I was at the Mexican grocery store yesterday, and I noticed on the cover of one of the it was a proper grocery store.
Okay.
And
is there a difference between a bodega and a regular
yeah, bodega
grocery
would
store?
Be like a corner store.
Okay.
You know, sometimes known as a corner store. They've only got a little produce out front, that
gotcha.
Kind of thing.
Oh, the supermarket is the supermarché.
Sure.
Anyway.
Supermercado.
Gotcha.
But there was one of those Mexican soap opera magazines at the checkout counter.
Oh yeah, my favorite thing I've ever seen on the cover of one of those.
Yeah,
is it showed? It had a kind of a bunch of the soap opera actresses in really low cut dresses, and the headline is "Los Bustos Más Sexy," the sexiest busts. Los Bustos Más Sexy.
All I saw was a picture of a guy who looked like the heartthrob version of Kramer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I was wondering maybe if you would consider being the heartthrob Kramer.
I mean, I'm not
you have to
Latin.
Cut your hair short on the sides and then leave it Kramery on the top.
Yeah.
And you'd have to
be
to
get some loafers or something,
you'd also
too.
Have to be a really sexy Latino guy.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
No, thank you.
It's no Los Bustos Más Sexy. You really stole my thunder. You
yeah, sorry. I came up really with the funniest Mexican headline.
We should have closed with Los Bustos Más Sexy. Hey, Jordan, what's the funniest thing you've ever seen on a soap opera magazine cover?
Well, some magazines, low-cut dresses, said Los Bustos Más Sexy.
We'll
the
be back
sexiest
in just a
bust.
Second on Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan,
yes.
Let's go to the phones.
Dude, it's Rowdy Roddy Piper, not Ronnie.
Okay, I'll grant you. It is Rowdy Roddy Piper, not Rowdy Ronnie Piper.
When were we talking about Rowdy Roddy Piper?
I think I brought up Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Hmm.
But I'm going to go ahead and say that whether it's Rowdy Ronnie Piper or Rowdy Roddy Piper, the effect is completely the same.
Right. You know who we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, there should be like
oh, Rowdy Roddy Piper is a professional wrestler and Rowdy Ronnie Piper is a cellist. Like, it's two different guys.
He's second chair for the Atlanta Symphony.
Absolutely.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse. This is David calling from Naples, Florida, and I'm calling in regards to what I think was an action item last week about the explanation of why it is that certain white guys feel like they have to know it all. And I think what it is very similar to why they would announce their, which fraction of their heritage is Irish, if you recall. I think that was discussed back a long time ago on the show. And I think it's because at some level, these white guys really expect to be consulted in virtually every scenario that ever pops up because they're white guys, so they have to know this stuff. So they've kind of bought into that perception of them as white. So I think that's what it is. Bye.
This might be the ethnic studies student in me. But yeah. That is a fucking great explanation. I love that explanation.
Wait, what about it? It didn't really party with me.
What he's saying is that the reason that last week on the show we were talking about this kind of guy that you meet and he wants to kind of act like he knows about everything even though he's bluffing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is especially true when it comes to music or films or something else kind of cultural or mm-hmm. like wine or something like that. They really want to like act cool and bluff their way through knowing everything about everything.
Mm-hmm.
The caller is suggesting that that's because white guys have this kind of innate sense that they are at the center of things and they're the one that should be consulted.
Interesting.
I love it.
Okay.
I'm buying in because you don't get it from other people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard an Asian guy do this kind of thing.
It's a white guy thing to do. I mean, I'm not saying it's exclusively a white guy thing, but it's a largely,
kind of
it's predominantly a white guy thing to do. And I never thought of it in those terms. I'm absolutely buying in.
Okay, fair enough.
100%. It's because white guys think that since they define the culture, they should define it.
By talking about Radiohead at a party.
Exactly. This is an important call we got this week. It's always nice to hear from old friends of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you've heard of Brian back in Business Lane. He co-hosted The Sound of Young America for a little while with me before he had a class that he couldn't avoid and then couldn't do it anymore. He used to sit in with us pretty regularly, co-wrote the Sad Dad play with you and Gene, or just you? Just you, right?
And Gene, yeah.
And Gene? Okay, the three of you guys wrote Sad Dad together. A very long-standing friend of the program. We got this very interesting call from Brian in New York City.
Hey, Jesse and Jordan. This is Brian, your New York friend. I've been listening to Jordan Jesse Go a lot. Really good stuff. I just want to tell you about a really stupid thing I did. So yesterday, it was the 4th of July, and I was celebrating America's birthday and at this barbecue, and there were brownies, and I was like, hey, I'll have a brownie. So while trying to get the brownie out of the glass container, I accidentally stabbed myself right in the center of the palm of my hand. And so that was, you know, really awkward because I didn't know the people throwing the barbecue, and they were like, oh, do you need Neosporin? You know, all that stuff. Felt really silly. And then, so cut to just like 5 minutes ago, I was making a bagel in my house, and in order to cut the bagel in half in order to toast it, I, you know, had to use a knife, and I was like, whoa, I better be careful because I'm so skilled with knives. And yes, no, I totally cut all four of my fingers on my left hand. So, lesson to everyone, use knife safety. Yeah. Take it easy, guys. Bye.
Sounds to me like Brian just come up with a complicated explanation for his stigmata wounds.
are you concerned that Brian may be the second coming?
You know, it's always been in the back of my mind.
Because he's got, because of his compassion.
Right. For the poor.
Uh-huh.
And downtrod.
Mm-hmm. And also that one time that he cured that leper.
Yeah.
Which I had always chalked up as a fluke.
Oh, you know what? That was actually a leopard. He just removed a thorn from its paw.
I got confused. I don't know. You know, it's weird. I get confused. This is an action item, in my opinion, Jordan.
Tips on knife safety?
No, not tips on knife safety. I think we all know that if you're handing a knife to someone, you should grasp it by the blade and hand them the handle. Mm-hmm. You should keep your fingertips away from the knife and hold using with your knuckles out if you have to, mm-hmm. Et cetera, et cetera. I mean, knife safety, everybody knows knife
standard.
Safety. The point standard is, you have to use it or else you're going to cut all four of your fingers while you're trying to slice a bagel.
Right.
My point here, Jordan, is there is an action item, which is, what is a really stupid thing you did?
Yes. Yeah, call us right after it happens.
What is a really stupid thing you did?
We've been doing momentous occasions,
yeah,
and that's been going pretty well, but yeah, it's kind of hard to laugh at someone when they have a big moment, you know.
Yeah,
trying, but
if you do something stupid, then you can call right after. If you have done something stupid and it's mellowed with age enough that you can share it with mm-hmm. us, that's a great thing to call about too. Keep it pithy, of course, but give us a call if you do, what was a stupid thing you did? That's just the question right there. What was a stupid thing you did?
Bam.
206-984-4FUN. I don't think there's anybody in our audience right now, Jordan, who has not done a stupid thing that they can share with us and the rest of America by calling 206-984-4FUN, the Maximum Fun hotline.
Do it. Why aren't you doing it?
I don't know. I don't know why they're not doing it, Jordan. Let's take a break.
You did the stupid thing.
Give them a chance to do it. 206-984-4FUN. What's a stupid thing you did? La, 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 la. Jordan, Jesse, go, Jesse.
Jordan.
This is the showdown, Jordan, Jesse, go showdown. We are showing down the topic of zoo animals. We're going to find the best zoo animal using this segment each week on the program. Here's the deal. We've set up a bracket of 16 zoo animals. These are the animals: monkey, lion, tiger, hippo, bear, rhinoceros, penguin, python, elephant, sloth, great ape, capybara, giraffe, tapir, panda, and zebra. Mm-hmm. We've set up a bracket. We've seeded them. We've separated them into two categories, just like in the NCAA, you'd have East and West. In this case, we have bloodthirsty and not bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm. Each week, we're going to have a showdown between two of the animals. We'll present the two animals at the beginning of the week to kind of discuss their relative merits a little bit. Then we'll have you vote and call in with your thoughts on the thing over the course of the week. Then, and when we tape the new podcast, we'll announce a winner. And we'll discuss the relative considerations, play some of your calls, then we'll announce the winner, and then we'll talk about the next week's contest.
Yeah, you should do this. You should start a pool with people at the office.
I think you should
That's like the number one thing to do.
Yeah, this is what you're going to be able to do is find out what the best animal is at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out who wins the money by who has the animal that wins the whole contest.
Yeah.
Our first seed in the – we're going to start with the bloodthirsty category.
Mm-hmm.
The top seed is the monkey, which we're calling it bloodthirsty because a monkey does catch prey sometimes.
Right. Like, yeah, ants on a stick, for instance.
Yeah, exactly. Or termites on a stick.
I feel like always, you know, every year or so you hear about, you know, monkey ripping off trainer's testicles, right?
Yeah.
Just for no reason.
I think you hear about that every year or so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a saved search, you know, on Yahoo News for monkey and testicles, as you do, Jordan.
Yeah.
So monkey versus lion is the first pick.
Also, Xbox News.
I think this is going to be a red hot contest, Jordan.
Monkey and lion?
Monkey and lion, yeah. Yeah, these are two iconic beasts.
I mean, no matter how this goes down, like, a really heavy hitter is getting knocked out of the race.
Lion is a really strong fifth seed, I would say. I mean, it's a majestic beast.
Mm-hmm.
It's the king of the jungle.
Sure.
There's lions and lionesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a 2-for-1 because you get the majestic mane. And the kind of strength and dominance of the male lion.
Sure.
The lioness, of course, hunts in packs. It's very smart and deadly.
Right, right.
Now, on the other hand, a monkey, he's got people hands.
Sure.
He lives
funny jumps.
He does really funny jumps. He makes weird noises.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, it's possible to teach a monkey to talk. Which you cannot do with a lion.
No.
It's hard to teach a monkey to talk. Let's be clear about that.
Right.
It's easier to teach an ape to talk.
You're not just
going
to teach a monkey to talk willy-nilly.
No, you can't just go in, you know, with just some food pellets and an electrified cage and teach him in a
mm-hmm.
day.
No.
You know, it's going to take months of really careful, focused work to teach a monkey to talk. And it's got to be the right kind of monkey. It's got to be one of the higher monkeys, like mm-hmm. a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
That's not a monkey. Is that an ape?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that a monkey or an ape? I think it's an ape.
Chimp? I don't know. Is chimp its own thing?
Eh,
no, it's not.
Chimp is its own thing.
I think chimp is monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, tail. Tail. Does it have a tail? Whether or not. No, chimps don't have tails.
So it's not a monkey. Huh. So you can't teach monkeys to talk.
No.
Because you can only teach chimps and gorillas to talk.
Hmm.
So it's a monkey, not an ape.
Anyways.
No, it's an ape, not a monkey.
Oh, boy.
The point is, it's monkeys versus lions.
Yeah.
Here's how you vote.
I mean, yeah, let's leave being able to learn human speech out of this.
You visit our website at MaximumFun.org. Click on forum. It'll be right there in the Maximum Fun forum, pegged to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote. You do have to register for the forum, but of course it's free and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
and fun.
It's a lively forum. You'll vote there. You can post your thoughts there. We'd also like you to call us with your thoughts, 206-984-4FUN, and share your thoughts about monkey versus lion. You can also check out the whole bracket there, and you can, you know, talk about it, make predictions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have a more general discussion,
mm-hmm.
I guess is what I'm saying. But what's your choice, Jordan?
If we're talking about zoo animal.
This is the best zoo animal.
And it kind of implies that we're judging this animal based on our experience with it in a zoo, right? Or how they are in the wild. How does that enter into it?
I think it's a combination of in the wild and in the zoo. Like it's not a pure thing about whether they're in the zoo, what they do in a zoo,
yeah.
or like your experience of them. It's best zoo animal. So like, sure, the zoo part
animal
of it
that would be in a zoo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the thing: is that a lion chasing down a gazelle in the wild is thrilling to watch.
But in a zoo, they just pace?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems like all, you know, in a zoo, I haven't got to see the lions be real lion-y. You know, they're hot, they're sleeping. Monkeys, on the other hand, pretty consistently delightful in a zoo, jumping on a rope swing, you know.
So it sounds like
human.
You're pretty squarely in the monkey camp.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean there's maybe there's a reason that the monkeys were seated number one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think they're the one to beat. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think they are the animal to beat.
You think they're the animal to beat in the whole competition?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty bold. I think there's a lot of great animals here. I mean, if you're talking about an elephant, if you're talking about a rhinoceros, you know, a rhinoceros has got a big horn on its nose. A monkey doesn't have that.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay, so
we're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm saying that, yeah, I think monkey's the front runner for a good reason.
Because mostly a lion just looks hot and uncomfortable.
Right.
I gotcha.
Makes you sad.
You know,
monkey kind of looks like it enjoys being there, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Except when he's throwing poop at you. That happened in a school group I was in once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a bad situation. It's not a good look, as they say. Not a good look. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll buy that. I mean, I think I agree. You know, there's a reason. At the end of the day, there's a reason that the monkey's seated number one, and I think it's going to end up being a monkey. But, you know, when you're dealing with the king of the jungle, who knows? That's a come-from-behind artist. You know, it's like if you go out there today and you're playing the Green Bay Packers in football, you know what I'm saying? Sure, they're not as great as they once were, obviously, but, you know, you don't want to count them out because they got a legacy of heart and determination, just like a lion does in a contest between a lion and a monkey. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, well, neither do I, so maybe we should just move on to the next segment.
Fair enough.
Jordan, Jesse, go. Just visit MaximumFun.org, click on forum, and you'll open up the forums, and we'll have the poll right there, and you can also add your comments and give us a call with your thoughts on monkey versus lion, 206-984-4FUN. This is Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
With us here is Ashcon. Ashcon, welcome to Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Hello, folks.
Ashcon, of course, his hit record, Hot Tubbin', was a smash on the Sound of Young America. It burned up the Sound of Young America top 10 singles chart when we played it as a listener song. Now, normally a listener song comes from a listener, and I don't think Ashcon's ever actually gone through the trouble to actually listen to our show.
We did know him in
college.
He's heard us converse, which is basically what the show is. So
that's true.
I mean, I think he's probably familiar with the kind of thing that goes on in it. Anyways, kind of early on in the show, we were talking about I didn't feel like I had anybody in my life that was like, you know how there's that kind of Vince Vaughn character in movies that's kind of like
bad influence?
Yeah, like kind of demanding people go to Las Vegas and stuff like that.
Right, right.
And you know, that like, you know, let's have a scheme, let's do this thing, let's, you know, fuck or something.
Right.
Not each other. Right. Anyways, to me Like seeing you in college, you kind of seem to be that guy a little bit. Is that, I mean, am I, is that totally wrong? I mean, are you, you know, you do party, right? I mean, am I wrong about that?
You are not wrong about that.
No.
I still do that.
I heard that you have met Irv Gotti.
Yeah, I met him.
So that's pretty, I mean.
Wait, what's Irv Gotti?
Irv Gotti is the impresario behind Murder, Inc. records.
Ah, anyways.
You've heard of rapper Ja Rule.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
Irv Gotti's the man,
sure.
The man twiddling the strings.
Yeah.
So I would say, compared to anyone else we know, Ashcon has definitely met 100% more Irv Gotti.
anyways, you've been living in L.A. now for how long?
I've been about 8 months now.
8 months. Okay. Anyways, I was just wondering if you had any kind of
He's
like,
wondering
tips.
Why you haven't.
Are you saying
no,
why
no,
you
no,
haven't
no,
called
I'm not,
him?
No, this isn't. This isn't.
He's
a, this
wondering
isn't
why you haven't called
no,
him. Get you going
I'm
into
not,
the.
I'm not demanding
Hollywood sleaze.
I just kind of want some
cocaine
some,
scene. Is that what you want?
Well, yes.
Want
I
want me
would,
to introduce you to my people.
Yes, Ashton.
I'm just
I would
kidding.
Like
those
some blow.
Those aren't my people.
I just kind of wanted some general tips for being in LA and maybe
getting into
parting,
some trouble.
Parting a little harder than I do currently, which is not very.
Okay.
If you just had any thoughts.
I think certainly we'll have to venture out and get into some sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to be honest, my life in Los Angeles is streaks of extreme focus on music and, you know, all that kind of boring but actually exciting, invigorating stuff, as I'm sure the radio show is for you guys. You know, you work hard and you do some of the table work for it. And then the thing is, the performance element of, you know, being a musician often leads to a lot of nonsense. You know, there's...
Yeah. Do you feel kind of pressured when you get off stage to kind of...
Party?
Right. You're like, you know, I have this image. I have this hot tubbing image that needs
to
be...
Yeah, I mean, people with the audience, the ladies that are in the crowd, they're expecting you to live a hot tubbing lifestyle.
You know, I feel that life has certainly imitated art, and I have been living a hot tubbing lifestyle.
Really?
Does
something? Can you say something? Does something specific come to mind when you say? Is there some sort of hot tubbing thing that you've done recently that maybe you wouldn't have done? You know, 10 months ago.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, when you're opening for Zion, I say, or in a, and you're doing an underground hip hop record concert, there's got to be at least a couple hundred people there. So there's like 5-6 women there, ready to have some fun.
Yeah. And you know,
oh no! I mean, is there something specific you can tell about? I mean, I don't know if it's you know.
Well, I certainly let me. You know, the funny thing is, I don't particularly love hot tubbing all that much. I mean, I think that hot tubbing is great. Don't get me wrong. Hot tubbing on the late night is probably the best time.
Right.
I do believe that.
Or hot tubbing.
Midday hot tubbing is.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Makes you feel a little gross. You know? Especially in this heat, right?
You know, but, you know, having written this song, Hot Tubbing on the Late Night, Yada to Mean, I have found myself often equated as like the ultimate hot tub guru, as if I am the ambassador of the hot tub.
So people are asking you redwood or plexiglass.
plexiglass, redwood, and plexiglass. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is a hot tub guru question.
That's true. So I've been hanging out at this house. What up, Shangri-La? This is a ridiculous house. And this is actually the specifics that came to mind when you ask, is there something that sticks out? This house, I know a couple of people at the house, and it's kind of become this a good after-hours kind of hangout spot.
How many people are at their house total?
I think we got, I'd say there's 4 people living at the house, never really any less than 12 people in it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a hot tub. In a very beautiful, like, kind of cove in the out.
Ooh, there's a cove.
Part. It's really kind of a little bit of like a drug mansion in its makeup.
Sure.
And
Irv Gotti stops by once in a while.
Every blue moon.
Yeah.
And I went over there after a gig.
Oh, just hold on real quick.
Yeah.
When you the first time you talked about Irv Gotti, this is how much I don't know who he is. I was wondering if he had any connection to Merv Griffin. Anyways, keep going.
It's funny. They actually do. They've been working on a project together. Ja Rule is going to host a new version of Love Connection.
Anyways.
Is that who Merv Griffin was?
He's some sort of game show impresario from the 70s, right?
I bet you I know Merv Griffin less than you know Irv Gotti.
Yeah? No, I mean, I don't know a terrible lot about...
Can we get back to talking about the drug mansion
here? I'm sorry. I interrupted what was going to be a great story.
Okay. So, essentially, I showed up at this house for the first time after a concert that I had done, and I had a lot on my mind. I don't know. It was a pretty fun show, but I had found out that a friend of mine had passed away beforehand, right before I had really gone on stage. So that was kind of weird and on my mind, and I felt kind of mediocre about the show. We had some technical difficulties and whatnot, and you know, I get kind of really a lot of pressure to go to this kind of after party, if you will, and I show up there a little bit introspective, and I get handed an acoustic guitar by this, you know, one of the guys that lives there, and he goes, "Go up to the hot tub right now and play Hot Tubbin' right now."
He just lays it out for you.
He wasn't friendly. It's like, here's how it's going to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was like, maybe in a little bit. And you know, he said, "No, you don't understand. You have to go to the hot tub and play Hot Tubbin' right now." And this guy, you know, it is hard to say no to. What's up, Aaron? How you doing? And he
doesn't listen to this show, Ashcon.
He will.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got
you. He will once I, you know, tell him that I've dedicated a 25-minute story regarding his home and to the show. So anyhow, I go up to the hot tub and, you know, I have the acoustic guitar and being followed by my entourage, if you will.
Sure.
The people that were also at the show. And apparently there's a...
You have an entourage?
Holy
shit.
Only on some
nights.
He's got Irv Gotti.
This is a legit one, or you don't rent these guys?
Irv Gotti's there.
Legit.
No, it's legitimate. Ever since he met Irv Gotti, he's got Dragon there. Sorry, that was a really, really in-depth rap joke. Go ahead.
If you guys want to talk later, maybe you guys could sign up.
Okay, cool. Great.
I've never been part of a posse or an entourage.
I'm willing to carry an unlicensed firearm if that's what's required.
Yeah, I'm willing to try and sneak some marijuana through an airport, if that's what it takes.
All right, well, we'll get you guys some registration forms right after this.
Oh, fantastic. I've actually already got a W-2 if you need that. That's all filled out.
No, that's fine. Not if you're going to be doing the gun thing.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Only an entourage every once in a while, because generally speaking, the people that I make music with and hang out with are usually too lazy to roll as an entourage. They just show up in little groups of two and three. You hear that, guys?
You don't always roll crew deep, is what you're saying.
No, and that's not by choice.
Yeah, you'd prefer to roll crew deep.
Yeah, so crew, if this pertains to you, get out of the house. Stop masturbating.
Put down the Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it's time to come out and play.
Jordan, I'm concerned that Ashcon seems to think that this podcast, rather than being a medium of mass communication, is most useful to talk to a few people that he knows.
Hey, what can I say? I don't have that much radio experience. I'm enjoying the idea of shouting out.
Gotcha.
No, that's fine. I mean,
Gotta give a big shout out to Rec League, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Sarah Pietrakowski.
What?
Word.
Lauren, leave the extra key under the pot.
Mom,
I lost my keys.
I'm going to call you. I'm sorry I haven't called you in the last couple of days. I've been really busy. I know you've been meaning to get a hold of me.
Teresa, thanks for forgiving me again.
This is way better than a regular radio show. We should just constantly talk to the people that we need to talk to.
Yeah.
Via, you know, the public, mm-hmm. I guess.
No. So you were rolling moderately crew deep. You were obliged to go up to the hot tub.
Yes, and I went up there, and there was the scene at the hot tub was just pretty absurd. There was a lot of topless women and a lot of just kind of bearded men. And I just kind of started with the song. Aaron gave me a little introduction.
I was wondering if you just started playing.
Everybody listen up.
So what was good is he'd brought a comic to kind of open things up. And right. So he had Steve Harvey there with him. Steve was hosting the show.
And, you know, he got everybody's attention and said, "This is the Hot Tubbing song." And so it went. You guys will hear it later on the cast, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next 15 minutes or so. Played the song, had a full range of backup vocals from the crew, and the Some people actually in the hot tub were singing along. I don't know if that's because they got it, they picked it up, and just, you know, it's kind of simple, and they were with it. Or I heard later that some people actually knew the song just from people around the house singing the song.
It's catchy.
Sure. Hadn't quite
it's very
heard
catchy
it
because, tune.
And the hot tub is kind of the centerpiece of this house. It's why I think it's become so attractive as an after-hours hangout.
Yeah.
Although the methamphetamines and an all-night rave probably also
right
add to it. Although I think the house
if
is,
you're looking for an after-hours hangout, you're looking for two things. You're looking for a hot tub and you're looking for chemical stimulants.
Absolutely. I think that the house
probably got a flat-screen TV, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have no idea. When you first walk into the house, the wall immediately across from the front door is just all movie screen. It's a huge wall of movie, and it's usually playing some bizarre movie in the, you know, just in the background with weird lights going on. Mm-hmm. Rarely do they ever just, you know, sit down and watch a film. I don't think that ever happens.
It's not a cinema.
It could be.
But it could be.
Anyway.
Anyhow, I hope I'm not incriminating the house.
So let's just to recap.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's introduced you. Dragon is there. Right. And you've got these topless women and these bearded men. Everybody's high on crank. And some people are singing along.
That's pretty much it. And I think, Jordan, you know, that would, if you were to maybe come along next time that one of these type of evenings occur.
Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe that could be the little tug that you're looking for.
Is there something I can do to ease into this? I mean, this seems like a pretty big jump.
Do you think, how about this? Do you think you could get Dragon to hang out with him just like at the Grove or something like that?
Yeah.
Just go to a big mall with rapper Dragon.
Yeah, I think we'll that's certainly feasible.
We'll get a smoothie and maybe see Die Hard and then, later we can... We can do crank.
I think we can make that happen. Yeah, we can probably make that happen.
Probably should.
All right.
Anyway,
what if you just stayed up all night, like eating pixie sticks or something?
Oh yeah, and then rented two movies.
Yeah, rented two movies, or maybe what about even three movies? What if you got all of the Three Men
easy
and a
there,
Baby's movies?
Easy there, Jesse. This isn't decadent ancient Greece.
Sorry.
Well, then I should go to the vomitorium while I'm at it. Anyways.
Oh, boy.
No, but thank you. That's encouraging.
You know, I think, in all honesty, because, I mean, I think the question, am I a Vince Vaughn sort of party inhibitor? Is that the word? Inhibitor?
No, inhibitor is the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, oh, right.
Encourager?
No, what's the word I'm looking for? Instigator? That's not what I meant.
Yeah. But anyhow,
If I
enabler.
Am that type, you know, to be honest,
are
sometimes
you a crank enabler?
Sometimes I may be able to play that role. I think I generally play that role if it sees fit. You know,
you're not just automatically.
I'm an adjustable
in
dude.
That, yeah.
I think that if we were to go
dress
out,
you up, dress you down.
Exactly.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, like, for example, right now, you're wearing white tube socks with shorts.
Right, corduroy shorts that I've had since eighth grade.
Corduroy shorts from eighth grade. And on the other hand, if we take a look at your rap CD here, on the inside, there's a picture of you rapping in a nice suit.
Yeah.
With a hat on. The whole nine yards.
Little fedora, Stacey mm-hmm. Adams.
Yeah.
No messing around.
It's a good brand.
I think the point is you're an adjustable dude.
I am. I'm permeable. Like water.
Do you think you can do that, Jordan? Do you think you can get your gearbox so greased up you can switch gears, you know, just press the clutch and switch from, you know, here's Ashcan rapping and freaking out wearing a Warriors jersey on the front, whereas on the inside, here he is, he's very classy. He's got on some tan pants, he's got on a necktie.
No, I don't think I'm that malleable at this point.
Malleable is the word I was looking for, not permeable.
Do you think
permeable?
Permeable, something can sluice through you.
You could put it has holes. Yeah. Holes.
I always misuse big words. It's pretty hilarious. I think I often use them around people that think I'm using them right. So it works out.
They just believe that because your record label is called Grad School Music that you probably know what you're talking about.
Something like that.
Well, you know, do you think Jordan can do this? Do you think this is within you've known Jordan for quite some time. Do you think this is within Jordan's capabilities? Do you think this is within his grasp?
I don't think it's in his interests. I don't think it's in everybody's interest. I think that each...
No, I mean, that's definitely that's something I need to consider.
I think that Jordan is a great guy that you can always kind of count on to be Jordan. And you walk in the room, you know, I saw him and I was, there's Jordan. There he is, you know. The money isn't going to change him.
No.
You know, he's staying down to earth, staying true to his hood.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
Word. You know, he's just putting it down.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Staying true to his roots.
Yada to do.
I still, you know, and I hire, when I need to hire people, I hire people exclusively from my old neighborhood.
Sure.
Like I keep it there, you know.
Like you hired a couple Mission Viejo buddies when you had to gold leaf your ceilings the other day.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
And my backup dancers all come from South Orange County.
The guy you keep on staff to detail your cars?
Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
Dana Point, that's where he's from.
The guy who manages your racehorses?
But here we go.
Okay, Ashcon has an important point to make.
So he's lifted his finger. Off, just to finish off.
For purposes of oratory,
I think that were you to use the party insider in me to stimulate you towards a good time of wholesome partying, that would be a good time, and that is certainly something that I could take part in.
Sure, okay.
And if you have a friend that needs a little bit of chilling out, I could talk to him too.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Because you're I just don't want to be
seen as one or the other necessarily.
Oh no, that's fine.
You know, maybe I have a little bit of warped perception, and recently maybe I have just been the
Let me ask you this question though, Ashcon.
Hit me with it.
I don't know if you knew this. Jordan's a television personality. Appears regularly on national television on extended cable.
Nice.
He's got a very popular podcast. He's definitely the popular one on his podcast.
Yes.
You know, he'll just be minding his own business, and a girl will walk up to him and say, "Are you Jordan from Jordan Jesse Go? You Jordan from Spike? What's your channel called?
Fuel TV.
Fuel TV.
No,
not true. Okay.
Okay. Somebody will come. Here's the specifics. That happened once with Jordan Jesse Go, when someone asked me if I'm from Fuel, it's a 12-year-old.
Okay.
And anyways.
But it has happened. That's my point.
Yeah, it's happened. It's not without precedent.
Are you at all concerned that this might change Jordan, that Jordan might become a new kind of person, and do you think that new kind of person is the kind of person that Jordan wants to be?
Because
you know Jordan better than he does.
I think Jordan will always have a firm head on his shoulders, and if he wants to wile out a little bit, I think that he can still comfortably come back to his center.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
What if he wants to appear on the television show Wildin' Out?
Wildin' Out?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon show. I think that he'd be probably pretty damn funny on that television show program.
I think he'd be really good. Yeah. I think he'd be really good.
Thanks, guys.
I think he wouldn't have been that good if he was in Drumline.
Probably not, no.
But
don't know how to play the drums.
Sure. Well, we'll be back in just a second, huh? On Jordan Jesse Go.
Sure.
This is Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. Jordan actually had to go because he had to go to the Harry Potter premiere, and he also had to borrow one of my bathrobes to wear to it.
Me and Jordan are gonna have to talk.
Isn't that always the way, Ashcon? You know, you gotta leave your buddy here to do his podcast, but do your podcast by himself while you take one of his bathrobes and go to the Harry Potter premiere.
It's awesome.
To be fair, it was a professional obligation. This wasn't a leisure time activity of Jordan's to borrow one of my bathrobes and go to the Harry Potter premiere.
Serious business.
This was, absolutely 1,000% serious business. Anyway, Ashcon, welcome back to Jordan Jesse Go here.
Yo.
So with this, we're fine without Jordan because this is sort of the musical portion of this week's program.
And God forbid he have anything to do with that.
Yeah. He would probably want us to be, you know, you would be freestyling over instrumentals from Real Big Fish records. I love Jordan. He's my best pal.
Sell out with me tonight. Sell out with me. Oh, yeah.
So it's been a while since we were in college, and when we were in college, you were rapping with a band called Ashcon and the Sex.
That's the truth.
And I remember that you wore a suit in your performances, and it was a real band combo you were playing with. What are you up to these days besides meeting and hanging out Irv Gotti?
These days, I still sometimes perform with a suit in a band. However, I...
You're no longer exclusively suit band-oriented.
No. Every now and again, a show might call for me to put on a fedora and call up a violin player and, you know, do it up big.
Sure.
But...
I think you find that, you know, like if you're going to play your, you know, your Avery Fisher Halls.
Right.
You know, the big places, you know, they're going to ask you to bring a violin player and a fedora.
Absolutely. So I got to have that on deck.
Subway station.
Got to have it.
They're going to want you to bring a violin player and a fedora.
That's true. No, in the last few months, I finished that CD.
Yeah, new mixtape, which is called Speaks Louder Than Words mixtape. By Ashcon.
Yeah, put that out through Cali Untouchable DJs, DJ Strong, and
I saw you made a record with Mr. Fab,
yes,
and Boots Riley, two paragons of the paragons.
Trying to situate myself as sort of a bridge between there. I think I can range from, you know, those different styles. Boots, of course, being the front man of
the coup.
The coup.
The communist rap group, and popular communist
and
rap
Mr.
group.
And Mr. Fab, the forerunner for the Thiz Nation movement.
Sure, he rides the yellow bus, if I'm not mistaken.
He does. He goes...
He's been known to get stupid.
Ignorant.
Fabby Davis Jr. does.
You got it. You got it.
I'm on top of it, Ashcon. You can't put one past me, I'll tell you.
It's true. This guy, for those of you who don't know, I mean, I'm sure you know because you listen to this guy talk every week or something like that. This guy certainly knows more about rap music than me. No, there's no question in my mind that is a true fact.
But if you... If you alluded to a real big fish song, would I be able to play it on the guitar immediately? No.
No, not necessarily. But, you know, I have a breadth of knowledge. You have a depth of knowledge.
I see. Okay, fair enough. Well, so are you going to sing a song for us?
I sure am.
Can we start with your hit single?
Let's do it.
Awesome.
This song I'm going to play for you is entitled... actually, let's just save it. Let the song speak for itself.
Warriors game, friends and family, freeze hostages, snuck in Jimmy Beam. Warriors won the game, 127-119. Called my homie up, said, yo, what's happening? He said, there's a party going down on the west side. What you gonna do? You should come on through, say, yeah, that sounds all right. Oh yeah, he said, just one more thing, he said, you better bring a couple girls, cause it's a sausage fest. God damn it, alright, I'll see what I can do, whatever it takes to do what you know that I wanna do. Hot tubbing on the late night, yada-da-mean, 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 oh, oh, hot tubbing on the late night, yada-da-mean. Yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean, oh. At the sausage fest, wasn't having fun. Not enough buns, not enough huns, wasn't gonna get none. So I had to go to the liquor store and get a 4-0 before the store closed. Oh, oh, nice butt, but her teeth was busted. Wasn't for me, yada-da-mean, no. Oh, what am I gonna go? Gonna do all I wanna do is find a place to get into a hot tub. Hot tubbing on the late night. Yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean. Oh, oh, hot tubbing on the late night. Yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean. Oh, got my cell phone out. I started making calls. Unlimited nights and weekends got me calling all my bros. Hey, girl, what you doing right now? I got an idea that you can't turn down. What what's the big idea? She said, what are you talking about? I told her, grab a couple towels. You're about to find out. What about Stacey? We was gonna watch a movie. We can bring along Stacey. We can all jump in a hot jacuzzi. Ooze, ooze, ooze. Now all three of us cruising, looking for a place to do this. But where we gonna find the jacuzzi? Pulled into the Motel 6. It's after pool hours, so we hop in the fence. First I take my shoes off, then I'm dropping my pants. Turn the bubbles up and get in. Time to romance. Hot tubbing on the late night. Yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean. Oh, 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 oh. Hot tubbing on the late night. Yada-da-mean, yada-da-mean. Yada da mean, oh, bubbly bubbly bum, bubbly bubbly bum, bubbly bubbly bum. I'm finally in a hot tub. Hot tubbing on the late night. Yada da mean, Jesse?
I do know exactly what you mean. Yada da do. That's a really nice song. That's a hit single. That's a hit record, as far as I'm concerned.
I've been having a lot of bizarre moments recently of just people talking to me about the hot tubbing song. I mean, I feel in a very, you know, I'm a little worried I'm going to become the hot tub guy, which is, I guess, arguably better than just being the guy.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I could go for the hot tubbing guy.
Yeah, you could. I mean, if you were the hot tubbing guy, that is not a bad lifestyle to have. I mean, if you think, like, say, you know, Weird Al is like the dare to be stupid guy or something, you know,
yeah.
Like the hot tubbing guy is a lot better to be than that.
I guess so.
You know, like, what's his name is the back in the day guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot better to be the hot tubbing guy. Definitely.
I think so.
The fat boys are the fat guys.
Right.
One of them died. So yeah. It's a lot better to be that the hot tubbing guy than the fat guys.
That's true.
You know, so I think you run up and down the list. I mean, even, you know, what if you were the chicken noodle soup guy? If you're the chicken noodle soup guy, what are you going to do? Like, you just, you know, go dance with some 14-year-old girls, or
right.
I guess you get a soda.
That's true.
On the side.
I'm all right. Hot tubbing guy. I can do it. Hey, but you know what?
I think you're more, in my opinion, Ashcon, if someone were to ask me, is Ashcon the hot tubbing guy, or is he more than that? I would say more than that.
I appreciate that.
Because in my opinion, you're not just the hot tubbing guy, you're also a talented rapper.
Hey,
so
how about that?
How would you feel, the question is, how would you feel about rapping on the program?
You know, I'm always up for a little bit of rapping.
That's what I like to hear. Well, let's drop the beat. We got a beat here from our man DJ W, Dan Wally.
Just play it nice and loud for me.
I'll do my best. I have no means to control the volume of it. I have no idea what I'm doing. Here's Ashcon rapping.
Yes. What's up, people? Hot tubbing. But this the sequel. Yo, I'm on the sound of young America. On the mic, I'm just the narrator. I came to change it up and bury the past. Why even ask? I'm gonna step up in the cypher and blast. I don't do this for bad reasons. I do it because I change with the seasons. Every single time I've been freezing, I find a way to come back, back into the sunlight and come tight and tighter. Pass me a light and I'ma dry this. Get a bit higher. I got fired from my old job because I got arrested when I'm tested. I'm not exactly the best kid invested. So much time in my life to fun. Remember back in the days when I was 21, just starting to do this drinking thing. Now I'm can't even thinking. It's a forgotten, stumbling and mumbling my words. This life has gotten a little bit absurd. But I thought you heard you need trials and tribulations if you really want to make it in this nation of scoundrels and scandals. That's the way I do it, always off the handle. Whether Smirnoff or I just hit the blunt and I cough. Never come soft on the microphone, rap alone in the shower to increase my battle power.
And then I blossom like flowers. I do it more to the hour. Why do you cower when I step up into your system? Find the glitches in your program. Toe Jam and Earl all across the world. That's the way I do it. Not for the girls, I do it for the children. Cause that's the way that we be living. Giving everything I have, I live life to the very last laugh. I'm a motherfucking sav. Can I cuss on this free iPodcast radio? I'm glad that I can. I did not come to make dough. I came to make a little bit of change up in the pocket. You heard us dialing, had the jacket. I'm taking off like a rocket. That's a bad metaphor for a rapper talented as Ash Keezy. But sometimes make this shit look so damn easy. I can get sleazy in the club, but I can love you on the late night. Came to get mine. And then I find it under the cover on the down low from the highway patrol. Don't scold me. I'm here to be nice on mice. That's the way I do it. I take a fucking hike over your back pocket. Ah, yes, until the lock it off of your neck. You better give me respect or I take swings like I'm on deck. Break your neck with my bare hands and call your mommy up to call the ambulance in the lyrical trance. I dance all over your broken body. Your naughty mom used to say, I used to have to go potty in a little diaper. As a child, I was hyper. I do not care. I am a fighter like Rocky Balboa. I live free or die hard. That's the way I do it. I am in charge like John McClane. Top of the game. I hear the breaking the beat and still go insane. That's the way I play with them. I could keep going until the beat's over. Never sober. That's the way I make it all. Like four leaf clovers out of luck. What you thought? You gon' get stuck by my right fist. I hear the little hiss up in the back of the phone. It's all good. I'm not a clone. You cannot copy me. You cannot try dropping me. I recognize that freestyles for too long get boring, but I will not have time for you to be ignoring me. So I'm gonna keep growing the flow and make it change. Even after the beat goes away, I stay the same. Stay the same. Stay the same. What's up, Sound of Young America? That was just a little
freestyle rapping.
A little something. A
freestyle rap performance.
Something like that.
That's the first ever freestyle rap performance we've ever had on Jordan Jesse Go.
Hey!
It's very exciting. Congratulations.
That's pretty awesome.
You're the first ever freestyle rapper ever to rap on Jordan Jesse Go.
So there it is. Grad school music in the building. AshCon.
AshCon is MySpace. Is myspace.com/AshCon1. A-S-H-K-O-N 1. His new mixtape is called Speaks Louder Than Words. The mixtape, it's mixed by DJ Strong of the Cali Untouchable DJs. You can get it online at gradschoolmusic.com.
True. You can also get it at hiphopwest.com along with other cool hip-hop
fantastic
gear. And I just want to say also, we just had a little meeting with DJ Strong a couple days ago, and we are going to be doing a digital-only release of the final Breakthrough album that I released a hard copy of last year. However, we're kind of redoing it, adding some new stuff to it. Going to be getting some little bit of publicity surrounding it, and it's going to be coming out on September 4th is our go-for date, and certainly you can log into the MySpace and check up on more information regarding that.
MySpace.com/AshCon1. That's A-S-H-K-O-N and then the numeral 1.
That's what it is.
We'll be right back on Jordan Jesse Go.
La, 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 la.
That's our time for Jordan Jesse Go. I've been Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I've been Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Special thanks to all of you who called in this past week. We've got 3 red hot action items on this week's program. Number 1, the showdown. This week's contest is monkey versus lion.
Which is the best zoo animal?
Call us and give us your thoughts, 206-984-4FUN, and visit our forum at MaximumFun.org and place your vote. We will announce the winner of this round next week. And if you want to check out the whole bracket for the showdown on this week's program, you can also visit MaximumFun.org and just click on forum, and it'll be right there. Action item number 2.
Have you done anything stupid? Call us up and tell us what it was.
What is a stupid thing you did? 206-984-4FUN. Remember to keep it pithy. And finally, number 3, we're going to be posting a picture of Jordan in his underwear on the internet. On the Flickr, and we want you to use that as a paper doll and put up on the Flickr your interpretations of how you think Jordan should dress. So
And for every clown outfit, there has to be a real one.
Yeah, if you're gonna make him, if you're gonna put him in a silly clown outfit, you got to put him in an actual outfit as well. That's at flickr.com/group/maxfunpics, if I'm not mistaken. Besides that, I guess we'll just see you next week right here on Jordan Jesse Go. Special thanks to Ashcon for appearing on this week's program. You can visit him online at myspace.com/Ashcon1. That's spelled A-S-H-K-O-N, the numeral 1. He's got a new mixtape out on Grad School Music. It's called Speaks Louder Than Words. You can visit gradschoolmusic.com to buy one. I think they're only $8, so it's definitely worth picking up. And, you know, you'll have more hot tubbing in your life. I can promise you that right now. We'll see you next week on Jordan Jesse Go.